B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to be learning on the parasha, parashat HaShavua, parashat Re'eh. Parashat Re'eh is always read at the beginning of Elul, the month of Elul. This will be Shabbat Mivarchim, where we're coming to bless the upcoming month of Elul. And this is a very, very powerful time that we're able to tap into tshuva from this Shabbat already. We're already in the energy of Elul. And it's even hinted to in the parasha, parashat Re'eh. Re'eh is Reish Aleph Hey. Reish is Re'eh, Re'u, or see, Elul, Higia. See that Elul has come, Elul has arrived. It is the time of Elul, it is the time of Anile Dodi Vedodili. I am to my beloved is to me, a time of immense connection with Hashem, where Hashem Yitbarach comes and takes a step out of his palace, takes a step out of off of his throne, and comes into the field, into the world of action, in the world of everyday life that the Jew goes through, to be able to connect to him on a deeper level, to help him to come closer and to do tshuva. So Bezat Hashem, we are going to be doing a shiur from Likutei Halachot of Rabbi Natan of Breslev, based on the teachings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. And the topic is a pasuk that we have in the parasha that says, Usmachtem bechol mishlach yedchem. You should be happy in everything that you send from your hand. Simply put, it's talking about everything that you come to donate to the temple as a sacrifice, as an offering. You should be happy about it. And let's see how it connects with our everyday life, which is known, that's what we like to do, is take these deep Torahs and bring them to our everyday life. So Rabbi Natan says like this, Ahai u'bishmat koach medame. Living beings, meaning animals, it is the aspect of koach hamedame, the power and the ability of imagination. Koach ha-bahamiyut is the power also of the beast, of animalist, the animal, what's called in other schools, the animal soul. Ve'al ken yifshar lanu le'chol basar ha-chai ki'im she'mivarim oto techila mikoach ha-medame. Therefore, the only time that you can really eat meat is when you're able to, first things first, clarify it and remove from it the power of the medame, meaning the power of this animal aspect from it. Like the verse in Kohelet says, in Ecclesiastes, it says, Mi yodea ruach bnei adam ha'ola, hi lemale v'ruach ha-behema ha-yoredet hi lemata la'aretz. Shlomo HaMelech says, who knows the spirit of man that goes up above? It is very lofty. V'ruach ha-behema, and the spirit of the animal, goes down to the earth. Meaning inside man, we have one godly soul that's pulling us up towards heavenly things, and we have another spirit inside of us that's pulling us down towards the land. Inside of us we have the Ruach Adam, the spirit of man, which is a godly spirit, which is a much loftier intellectual, spiritual spirit, and then we have the animal spirit. Ruach Adam wa dat digdusha. What does it mean to have Ruach Adam, the spirit of man? That is what's called dat digdusha. That's what's called holy consciousness, right? God consciousness. She's a gedar adam. That's what describes man. What defines a person as being a human being? The fact that he has God consciousness. Ruach ha-behima u'b'chinat koach ha-medame. But the spirit of the animal is the ability and the power of what's called imagination. Why imagination? Why are we going to keep on doing it? I feel like you have to clarify this word first. Rabbi Nachman says, based off the Zohar, it's the Zohar that says that the Yetzara has seven different names. And Rabbi Nachman says, now all of those names are already irrelevant. The main thing that we call him now is Koach HaMedame, HaMedame. Rabbi Nachman wanted us to call the evil inclination, imagination, the ability of imagination. And he said it's very simple to overcome him, because like you can imagine things that are horrible, and you can imagine all the worst things in the world, and you can imagine that you're not a good person, you can imagine that you're not worthy, and you can imagine all these negative things that Hashem doesn't want you, that person did this to you. Your imagination allows you to think a lot of negative thoughts about yourself, about others, and about Hashem. But like you have that, you can take that same imagination and bring it into Kiddusha. So whenever we're going to say the term Koach HaMedame, the power of imagination, Rabbi Nachman made that the new nickname of the evil inclination of the Yetzara. We just have to understand that right now is meaning our animal soul that is trying to pull us down to worldly things.
ומחטא אדם ראשון יש תערובות בכל הדברים שבעולם ונתערב רוח אדם ורוח הבהמה.
Since the sin of Adam,
the first man to live, when he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, these two aspects became, they were brought together, and they can be found in every aspect of life, that there's there a godly spark there, and there's the ability to take something down as well, this animal side to it as well. This is the main beautification and rectification of eating in a holy way. To merit, to clarify the godly spirit, the Ruach Adam, Ruach HaBehema, from the animal spirit, to clarify the good from the bad, and to take the good out of the bad, out of that power of imagination. The main way to do this is by way of nigun, by way of music. Chinat simcha, which is the aspect of happiness, of joy. That by way of joy, by way of song, we're able to clarify the good spirits out of, which is the spirit of man, right? Out of the negative spirits, which is the spirit of the animal. From this koach medame, from this illusion, this optical illusion that's called the Yetzarah. This is the reason that we have to eat joyfully. There's a lot of different places in the Torah that mention eating and connect it with being joyful and being happy. And the Arizal also says that the first level of having Kabbalistic intentions and elevating your food while eating it and meditating on your food is being happy that you have food in front of you. Can you just be happy with the portion right now that you have a plate of food in front of you? That's the beginning of having Kabbalistic intentions. Sometimes people think that this stuff is so complicated, and it can get complicated. There's many different names that you can contemplate. You can do it on every single chew. You can contemplate the name of the food. There's tons of different ways that you can elevate your eating. The Arizal says, and so too is Rabbi Natan saying it here, based off the teachings of Rabbi Nachman, that the first step is being happy. Like it says in Kohelet as well, "Ein tov l'adam ki im le'chol v'lishtot v'lisvoch v'lirot tov." Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, the wisest man of all, said, "What's the only good man has? To eat, to drink, to be happy, and to see good." And it's also written there in Kohelet, "Lechechol b'simcha lachmecha." Go eat your bread with joy. It's also written in Dvarim. It says, "V'achadta lifnei Hashem elokecha v'sabachta b'chol atov." You ate in front of Hashem, meaning you ate your sacrifices in the temple, and you were happy with all of the good, because the main way to rectify the eating and to clarify your food and to be able to remove the good out of the bad, the godly spirit out of the animal spirit, is by way of simcha, by way of joy, by way of song, by way of nigun. And this is usamachtem bechol mishlach yedchem. This is the pasuk that we have in this week's parasha, and you were happy with everything that you sent out of your hands. That by way of this being happy, by way of the simcha, we are able to clarify the good out of the bad, out of the depression, out of the melancholy. And that's the biru amidame. This is what it means to clarify our imagination. Meaning all of our lust that we have, our animal lust, our physical lust that we have towards things in this world, to clarify them very, very, very good, which is the aspect of the 7 days of satiation out of the day, the seven years of famine that Pharaoh saw in his dream and Yosef had to interpret. And this is the aspect of Birkat HaMazon, making a bracha, making a blessing after we finish eating a meal with bread. We make a beautiful blessing, which is the only blessing that we have from the Torah, written by Moshe, written by Yoshua, written by David HaMelech. So when we say Birkat HaMazon, this cup, there's a custom that when three men sit together, they make Birkat HaMazon over a cup. This cup of Birkat HaMazon filled with wine, that there's 10 different things that go into this, the Gemara talks about in Masechet Brachot. This is the aspect of the 10 different types of songs. Ashrei, Hallelujah, Shir, all the different 10 types of songs that make up Tehillim, that all of them are made up and included inside Koshel Bracha, the cup of blessing, which is the aspect of Malchut, deeper Kabbalistic ideas here, but we're going to keep on going. We see that by way of this, the main way to rectify food, the main aspect of Birkat HaMazon, is the song, is the happiness, it's the wine that goes with it, it's the songs during the meal. And this is the aspect of the eating of Shabbat and Yom Tov. Meaning, Achilat HaKedushah, holy eating. Because those days are days of Simcha, Shabbat and Yom Tov. These are holidays, these are festive days that we feel a lot more connected, right? And we have a spirit of joy in the air. And then it's a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat and to be happy on those days of Shabbat and Yom Tov. Like it says in the Zohar. The Zohar says in Parashat Pekudei, Ein tov l'adam ki im le'chol v'lishtot v'lismach. Based off of what we saw earlier from Kohelet as well, right? What good does man have in this world? To eat, to drink, and to be happy. Very simple. Zohar Kadosh, Shlomo HaMelech. This is Judaism. What is life about? Eating, drinking, and being happy. I didn't say it, Rabbi Shimon did. The only thing is, what is our intention? If we're doing it in the right way, like Rabbi Natan's coming to teach us, that we eat with joy in order to be able to detect the good out of the bad and to take the good into us and not to take the bad into us. Like we always say, you are what you eat. So what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the fact that you're eating a burger right now? It's the beef, it's the animal, you're becoming a cow because you ate a cow? Or are you taking immense pleasure from the good that's inside of there, which is the spark of Hashem that's inside? The happiness, the Zohar says, of Shabbat and Yom Tov is the eating, the drinking, and the being happy. The main way to clarify your food, the main way to rectify everything that you're going through in life, specifically food, and to separate the good, which is the godly side, from the animalistic side, is by way of joy, by way of song. And this is the aspect of korbanot, of the sacrifices, of the offerings in the temple. The Levi'im, it's known that the Levi'im in the temple, they would help with the whole entire process of the sacrifices in the temple. But their main job that they had was that they had different stands, different podiums that they would go up to. And they would sing and blow trumpets and play music while you were coming to bring your sacrifice in the temple. So you would come in having a need to connect to Hashem, and you brought an offering with you. And while you're coming to make your offering, which is food, usually, that you're bringing to put on top of an altar, and that people are going to eat from it, and that you're maybe going to eat from parts of it. What was going on while you were bringing that thing closer, while you were bringing that behemoth, you were bringing that animal, the animalistic side of you, closer to Hashem in the house of His in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim in HaKodesh? When you would come with your animalistic side and bring it closer to Hashem, from the word korban, karov, you come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your animalistic side. You had Levi'im, very, very holy people playing music for you. And you were being escorted, you were being meluveh, from the word Levi. Your process of coming closer to Hashem, your tshuva process, was being paired with music, with pleasant songs. And all of this was done by way of the songs. And this is what it says in the parasha. You shall be happy with everything you send from your hand. And that was said specifically about the korbanot, the offerings that we bring to Hashem. And this is the aspect of what's said in the Gemara in Pesachim, the Masechet Pesachim. In the Gemara it says, "Ein simcha ela bebasar behima shemivim mimena korbanot." The only happy you have, the only level of joy that you have in the world, is from the meat that we bring in our korbanot. Because that's the main aspect of Simcha. Because the main rectification and clarification of the animalistic side of this whole entire world, meaning taking out our imagination and using Simcha and using Nigun to take us out of this animalistic side that we have inside of us inherently. How do we do that? Joy, song. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, to eat meat, specifically to eat meat on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Obviously, it's not an obligation. A person who doesn't eat meat doesn't need to feel that they have to eat meat. But for those of us who do, it's an added mitzvah, added way of connection to Hashem, to eat meat on your holidays and on Shabbat, which are happy days, and by way of the happiness of the day, and the eating of the meat, and the clarification of the animalistic side of the meat, we are able to take the godly spark that's inside the meat and ingest that and become more godly and not more animalistic. And this is the main way to rectify the meat and the flesh of the animal that you're eating, and to clarify the godly spirit, the man spirit that's meant to come inside of that thing, from the animal spirit. And it's known, obviously, that we believe in reincarnations, and we know that there are souls that get brought into inanimate objects, animate objects, plants, animals, and their human souls. Their souls sometimes of Jews, whether they're wicked, righteous, it doesn't matter. Souls of Jews and souls of people that we need to release from these levels. So when it gets put inside the ground, then it's in the aspect of the inanimate object. And then it grows into blades of grass or different feed or hay. And then it elevates to a living plant. And then when the animal ingests that and brings that into him, now it's been elevated inside the body of the animal. But it doesn't want to stay there. And therefore the kosher animals, they regurgitate their food and they chew their cud and it comes back up because the food is an animal, the food that's inside the animal that the animal ate, really the spark that they have inside of them is a soul, and it's a human soul, and the soul doesn't want to be inside the animal, so it forces itself back up, and then it gets forced back down, and then it has to be sacrificed, and then finally the Jew can eat it. And when the Jew eats it and he makes a bracha, he's able to elevate that human soul out of the animal and return it to become a human soul and release it from its bounds. So when we eat food, it's not just some process of I lost fuel and now I need a recharge. There can be entire worlds that you're changing and generations of reincarnations that you're rectifying by way of taking a piece of food. And this is any food, but even more so when you're eating animals. That we take this piece of food and we have deep contemplation that right now there is a spark of Hashem in front of me and it is being presented to me in this animal, and I'm going to make a blessing and I'm going to release its bounds and release all the sparks of Hashem from this thing, and I'm going to ingest it, and then I'm going to use my speech to praise Hashem. I'm going to use the energy that I get from that animal to be able to serve Hashem and to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to do the will that He has. And when I can go through eating in my life as a way of connection to Hashem, like Rabbi Nachman says in Likutei Moran, when a person eats, they have to eat face to face. Face to face with what? Face to face with Hashem. Hashem created a world where we need to eat. It's not for nothing. Hashem didn't make a world where every creature has to eat and it can't survive a few days without eating water or drinking water either or without air. Why? All of these things are opportunities for us to remember God, to come back to God consciousness, to connect again. When I take a breath, I'm inhaling brand new ruach, brand new spirit, brand new air from the Creator of the world, and that's how He created me to begin with, by way of breathing out of His air. And when I eat food, then I'm ingesting food that Hashem created and put in this world, and it's the spark of Hashem that gives me the vitamins and the vitality and the good energy. All of these things that I'm going through are processes for me to be conscious of Hashem. And when I'm able to be conscious of Hashem, then I'm tapping into that spirit that Shlomo HaMelech says that takes me higher and higher. I have a spirit inside of me that takes me higher and always wants to ascend. And I have a spirit inside of me that pulls me down and always wants to go down towards the ground. When I come to do my physical actions, if I'm doing them in a physical way purely and I don't contemplate the depth that's behind them, I'm going to become more physical. I'm going to be tapping into the spirit that's bringing me down closer to the ground. So we always want to be tapping into our godly spirit and to ascend above and beyond what is going on with my physical eyes, my physical flesh. And then we get to the point where we can say, "Mibsari chazei Eloka." From my flesh, I will experience godliness. From my flesh, from the things I do physically, from what's going inside of me, and specifically from my basar, from mibsari, from my flesh, from the meat that I'm eating, I will be able to see godliness. And we can do this by way of the teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is Mi Rashbi Echaze Eloka. From my Basar, from Rashbi, from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I'm able to have these teachings that came down through the Arizal and through the Baal Shem Tov and through Rabbi Nachman and all the tzaddikim, the students of the Baal Shem Tov, to teach us the way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly throughout every single movement and action that I take in this world. May we all be blessed to come closer to this teaching and have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. May it be a quiet one for all of the Jews across the world, filled with peace, filled with happiness, filled with good songs, with good meat, with good wine, and a lot of connection to Hashem to take us into this period of Elul, where we're able to come closer to Hashem and to serve Hashem, the month of Rachamim and Selichot. Mercy and forgiveness. We all need it. It's the last year of the month. Let's take it and push it forward. We're going to be releasing here from Shara Yehud a beautiful course where there's going to be over 70 videos, 3 videos every day for the whole entire month of Elul. You will have Torah, you're going to have meditation, and you're going to have everyday self-help and investing in yourself and setting goals and achieving those goals and becoming a better person. So you're going to get a whole complete package where you're getting learning, You're getting intense connection with Hashem by way of meditation, and you're also getting practical tools of every single day life that is not necessarily about Torah and about meditation, but about your business, about your goals, about the things that you want to accomplish in life and getting to the next level in everyday life. Bezat Hashem, it's going to be posted, everything's going to be on naz.io/gateofunity. You're able to go there, check it out. We're building a whole entire community where we plan on keep on giving out courses and different classes for free and for pay. And we want you to go on this journey in this beautiful place, Shar Yichud, in Sfat Yer HaKodesh. Thank you guys for joining. And thank you for all of the inspiration and everybody who's been on this journey with us, spreading Torah and requesting Torah and seeking out Torah and ways to connect to Hashem constantly. I'm more than happy and honored to be part of your journeys, and I'm happy that you guys are here with me as well. Bezat Hashem Yitbarach.